The two candidates for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts held their only debate of the general election Monday night. Democratic incumbent Senator Ed Markey and his Republican challenger Kevin O'Connor accused each other of being extremists in a wide-ranging debate that touched on issues including the pandemic, the environment, and health care. Throughout the hour-long debate hosted by GBH News, Markey sought to tie O'Connor to President Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, both very unpopular in deep blue Massachusetts.
The last thing we need in Massachusetts is to send another Republican down to help Mitch McConnell stop a green energy revolution, stop the expansion of health care benefits in our country, to stop ensuring that we have real criminal justice reform.
O'Connor, an attorney from Dover who's running for elected office for the first time, said he is not a Trump surrogate.
For all Senator Markey wants to run against President Trump, I am running as a Kevin O'Connor Republican. I have articulated for you what my positions will be. They're consistent largely with Governor Baker's positions, who again is endorsing me, not Senator Markey.
After Markey declared Trump to be criminally negligent for his leadership in the pandemic, O'Connor accused Markey of not calling out China for failing to stop the spread of the virus.
Your failure to point the finger at China and to hold them accountable signals the level of weakness that unfortunately we've seen throughout your long career.
You're just absolutely wrong. When the president said he was cutting off any further flights from China, I agree with him, and I said so publicly in
of
a press conference.
Of course you did.
Well, again, you should have.
You're
just plain wrong on this. The problem is the president did not follow up by naming Assad.
Repeatedly, O'Connor criticized Markey over his support for the Green New Deal, Medicare for All, and eliminating private health insurance.
Senator Markey, with his Medicare for All program, would bankrupt Medicare. It is an extreme position, again, outside the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
There are a few issues where O'Connor showed differences with Trump. He said he supports the DACA immigration program and believes climate change is real.
I don't agree with not being in the Paris Climate Accord. I didn't agree with that deal. But I absolutely agree that climate change is real and that the way to deal with it is to work with people internationally.
O'Connor called the Green New Deal posturing, and he said the country could not survive economically without fossil fuels. Asked how he would pay for the Green New Deal, Markey said he would repeal tax cuts given the rich and divert subsidies from the fossil fuel industry.
Give us some of that socialism that the oil, gas, and coal industry had to wind, solar, all electric vehicles, plug-in hybrids, battery storage technologies, energy efficiency technologies, and we will bury the fossil fuel industry.
Markey said he was not discouraged by Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden disavowing the Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal has shifted the whole discussion, not only in the United States, but around the world. And now the goals have been, we've lifted the gaze of Americans and political leaders to the constellation of possibilities in green energy technologies. Joe Biden has moved a long way over the last year.
O'Connor said despite not agreeing completely with Trump, he still plans to vote for him.
President Trump represents the best opportunity for us to have safe neighborhoods, not open border sanctuary states, not defunding and disarming of the police the way Senator Markey advocates. He offers the better choice in terms of restoring our economy.
The pandemic had a huge part in the debate, which started just after President Trump's dramatic return to the White House from the hospital where he was treated for COVID-19. The potential audience was reduced because the debate coincided with the Patriots Chiefs game that was rescheduled to Monday night after a player on each team tested positive for COVID-19. In a last-minute change, the two candidates were put in separate studios. GBH News, in a statement, said, quote, it was to ensure the greatest individual comfort and safety of everyone involved. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.